They will destroy you and they will destroy the court. That was a message delivered to the ICC prosecutor Karim Khan over drinks at a hotel in The Hague back in May. The person he was having drinks with was a colleague, a friend, a British-Israeli ICC lawyer by the name of Nicholas Kaufman. Kaufman was warning Khan that if he didn't drop the arrest warrants against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and then Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, that it would cost Karim Khan and it would lead to the destruction of the International Criminal Court itself. Then just weeks later, Khan was forced to take a leave of absence from his position over explosive accusations of sexual misconduct leaked to the media.
So Kaufman texted Karim Khan, who he's known for years, on 26th of April this year. He offered to meet with him to give him an insight into the Israeli mentality. Kaufman texted Khan and said he had met that afternoon with Roy Schondorf, who's Netanyahu's legal advisor. So he suggested that Khan could apply to reclassify the arrest warrants for Netanyahu and Gallant as confidential. Now, this would allow Israel to access the details of the allegations into Netanyahu and Gallant and to challenge them without the outcome being made public. But Kaufman added that if it emerged Khan was preparing more arrest warrants for other members of the Israeli government, then that offer would be off the table. And Kaufman warned that they will destroy you and they will destroy the court.
Now, we actually have heard from Nicholas Kaufman directly. What did he say to the reports that are mentioned in the story?
Kaufman accepts that he met with Roy Schondorf, a legal advisor to Netanyahu. He said, "I do not deny that I told Mr. Khan that he should be looking for a way to extricate himself from his errors. I'm not authorized to make any proposals on behalf of the Israeli government." This meeting came just less than 2 weeks before the Wall Street Journal publicized reports of sexual assault, which had never been published before. So previously it was sexual harassment, now it became sexual assault. Khan shortly afterwards went on leave from his role after a failed attempt to suspend him, and he is currently indefinitely on leave pending the outcome of this UN investigation.